All right, so we're on round four of ASIP Nationals 2016. We got Minnesota and Berkeley A.
Correct.
I'll have to throw this out if, you know, we lose naturally.
Yep. You guys are Minnesota or Minnesota A?
Minnesota.
Can you repeat it? Buzz in and get names.
Sam B.
Jason.
Sam L.
Ankit.
Bruce.
How are you spelling?
I spelled the first one.
Am I ready? Sure. Toss a coin. One of these beings illuminated a room when the lights went out during a music recital, and it turned into a stone that gave off deadly fumes until a priest smashed it with a hammer. That one of these beings had previously invented a method of torture in which people had to balance on top of a rotating bronze cylinder that was covered with oil and heated by a charcoal pit. These beings store power in floating star balls and are responsible for a culture-bound syndrome that makes people crave foods like adzuki beans and fried tofu. On the orders of Nuwa, one of these animals possessed King Zhao's concubine Daji. Pairs of statues with red bilbs that flank Vermilion Tori depict these beings in their capacity as servants of Inari. Supernatural versions of these animals are known as Kuniho in Korea. In Korea, Huli Jing in China, and Kitsune in Japan. The Nepoisi are animals that often take the form of beautiful women and may have up to nine tails. Bonus. And to find about the new model army for 10 points each. This 1645 law required all members of the Long Parliament to either resign their seat in Parliament or give up their military commission. Designed to prevent factious political armies like the Eastern Association, it led to the centralization of the new model force. Answer. It's a self-denying ordinance. Despite the self-denying ordinance, Oliver Cromwell served as master of horse during this 1645 parliamentary victory fought a year after Marston Moor. At this battle, Thomas Fairfax decisively defeated Rupert of the Rhine at the in the Broadmoor Valley.
Naseby?
Yeah. The cavalry at Naseby was commanded by this man, Cromwell's son-in-law, who in 1647 drafted the heads of proposals and propositions for dividing political power between the army, parliament, and king. With Hugh Peters, he also wrote the Remonstrance of the Army.
I think so. Fairfax.
This is Ireton, 10 points.
Good.
Toss up. Over 70 people in this region were killed when someone wearing a badge of the Anti-Union Citizens Alliance shouted fire at a Christmas party. A newspaper based in this region was sued by Teddy Roosevelt after it accused him of getting drunk not infrequently. Charlie Moyer was removed from this region after its Italian Hall disaster of 1913, which ended the Western Federation of Miners' attempt to unionize the Calumet and Hecla Company here.
Upper Peninsula.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good job. That's a lot of Michigan.
Bonus. A gigantic one of these things pushes aside the shredded walls of a palace to menace Oya no Mitsukuni on the orders of Takayasha the Witch in a mid-19th century print. For 10 points each, any of these figures shown warming themselves and fighting over the body of a hanged man in paintings by James Ensor. An army of them ravages the countryside and broil the elders the triumph of death.
Skeletons.
Yeah. Takayasha the Witch and the Skeleton Specter was created by Kuniyoshi, a member of this school of woodblock print artists. It was founded by Toyo Haru, whose UPA prints employed Western perspective. Answer. Utagawa School. This member of the Utagawa School was one of the last great masters of Ukiyo-e. He created the massive series 69 stations of the Kiso Kaido and 53 stations of the Tokaido.
Here she again.
20 points. Toss up. This opera's fourth scene ends with music transitioning from the keys of D-flat and B-flat to the keys of A and E to mark two characters' decisions to go to a fair. Church bells toll, and an organ plays during a sequence in this opera set in front of a church depicting the dream of its main characters are simultaneously having. This opera closes with a passionate duet in which the protagonists sing See the Moonbeams Kiss the Woods. Thomas Beecham, who conducted the premiere of this opera, was the first to separately perform an orchestral interlude from It, named for an inn where the protagonists wish to dance all night. At the end of this opera, its two main characters scuttle the hay barge they are on and drown together. The walk to the Paradise Garden plays in this opera before one of several meetings between Sally and Vreli and the Dark Fiddler. For now, this operatic adaptation of a Gottfried Keller
Village, Romeo and Juliet?
That's right. Good. Bonus. The title character is likened to a philosophical psychopath in this essay, which declares that jazz is the music of orgasm. For templates, each name this essay that laments the appearance of the title figure, an American existentialist, also known as the hipster. This essay later appeared in its author's advertisements for myself.
White
Negro. Was written by this author who chronicled the impending execution of Gary Gilmore in his book, The Executioner's Song. Norman Mailer also wrote about the new journalism piece Superman Comes to the Supermarket, which was about this American figure's rise to prominence. Answer.
Reagan.
It's JFK. 20 points. Toss up. Stability against this process for a retaining star is given by the Ladeau criterion, though if the density of a stellar material is non-constant, the Solberg-Holland criterion is used instead since it adds a term dependent on the colatitude. The semi-form of this process occurs in regions with a molecular weight gradient and can only occur if the differential of a certain quantity is less than gravity over heat capacity at constant pressure. This process only occurs if the Brunt-Weissala frequency squared is less than zero. That frequency is often used to define the Schwarzschild criterion, which
convection.
What?
Convection.
Yes. Bonus. The degree of colocalization of two labeled biomolecules is an important quantity in a type of microscopy named for this phenomenon, for example, this phenomenon in which incident light excites an electron into a higher energy level that then quickly relaxes back to the ground state and emits a photon at a larger wavelength.
Fluorescence.
Yeah. Betzig, Mourner, and Hell shared the 2014 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing this class of fluorescent microscopy techniques, which include Stead and Storm and operate on a scale smaller than the diffraction limit. Answer. Super resolved. This other sub-diffraction microscopic technique has contact and tapping modes, the latter of which uses piezoelectricity to control the oscillation frequency of a cantilever that is deflected by the surface under observation.
AFM?
Yes. Yeah. Toss up. One of this work's characters is described as a man who has been dipping his red beard in tankards of the democratic cafes and was once convinced he had been made a prefect of the 4th of September. A woman in this work states that she wishes to treat scores of Frenchmen dying of smallpox in a hospital. As two nuns pretend to meditate, its title character is told stories about Judith and Holofernes and the matrons of Rome immediately before... Yeah, it is ball fat. Bonus. This man asked, in what sense is psychoanalysis a technique of the night, and considers whether psychoanalysis is an iconoclasm on the intimate in one of his essays in The Conflict of Interpretations, for 10 points each, named this author who argued that a reflective philosophy was needed to incorporate psychoanalysis and semiology into the questions of the subject, the question of the subject. Answer.
Wouldn't.
Paul Ricoeur. Ricoeur's The Conflict of Interpretations opens with an essay on existence and this concept. Gadamer's Truth and Method offers a philosophical version of this approach.
Hermeneutics.
One of Ricoeur's first books analyzed the symbolism of this concept and argued that defilement is one of its three primary symbols. Its banality is the subject of a book by Hannah Arendt.
Evil.
20 points. Toss up. The value of this function for a system with O2 isotopic symmetry has an exact expression derived by Zamoldochikov that is a soliton solution for the quantum sine Gordon equation. This function may be multiplied by a CDD factor without affecting its consistency with the bootstrap identity. A one-dimensional system is integrable if this function satisfies the Yang-Baxter equation. In quantum field theory, bound states correspond to poles of this function. Weak expansion of this function produces the Dyson series, which is an infinite sum of Feynman diagrams. In the interaction picture, this function is the asymptotic limit of the time evolution operator. The LSZ reduction formula and Born approximation are tools for calculating this function's components, which represent probability amplitudes. Redem points.
Wave function.
No. Redem points. Name this unitary operator that maps in states to out states for a scattering process. It's the S matrix.
Okay.
Toss of 7. One ruler of this name received the Quaker missionary Mary Fisher, who traveled to his camp on foot, but was surprised to find that he had already saw the light. That ruler's soldiers had their salaries paid in a devalued currency called the red coin, so they revolted and killed 30 ministers, hanging their corpses from the backpack tree. That ruler of this name demanded a group led by Ivan Serko submit to his rule, which prompted Serko to write a letter...
Mehmet.
Yes.
Did
you get to, you know...
Bonus. A work by this historian examines the traditional French and English belief that monarchs could cure people by scrofula by placing a hand on the affected area. For 10 points each, name this author of The Royal Touch, French Rural History, and Feudal Society, who co-founded the Annales School of Historiography with Lucien Febvre. André de Lorenz started the legend that this founder of the Merovingian dynasty was the first to cure scrofula by royal touch. His conversion to Christianity with the help of his wife is chronicled by Gregory of Tours. Yep. This other Annales school historian wrote a landmark study of society in the Mâconnais region and explored the concept of mentalities in works like The Legend of Bovines and William Marshall, The Flower of Chivalry. Answer is Dubé, 20. Toss up. This philosopher used two rivers labeled ABF and CDG meeting at point E, as well as a boat and lumps of white scum on the shore, to illustrate his theory of the motion of comets and planets through the heavens. That appears in a work which imagines a world based only on the classical elements of fire, air, and earth. Another work, this philosopher wrote that the sight of an animal coming toward us reflects two images in our eyes, which are subsequently united. This philosopher's correspondence with Marin Marcin discusses why he refused to send his book A Treatise on the Light to him after hearing of Galileo's house arrest. Correspondence with... Bonus. The line, "Come now, let us reason together," from Isaiah 1:19 is frequently cited as motivation for this genre of Christian literature, exemplified by G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy. For 10 points each, in this genre of literature, exemplified by Karl Barth's Church Dogmatics, which defends Christianity over all other religions and worldviews. Its name is derived from a Greek word meaning a spoken defense.
Apologetics.
In his work of Apologetics, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis proposed a trilemma, which holds that Jesus was either one of these three things. We must give all three in any order.
Lunatic, liar, lord.
Yeah. The author writes, "I thought life might be a dream, or I an angel, and all this world a deception, my fellow angels by a playful device concealing themselves from me." And this other work of apologetics that defends its author's switch from Anglicanism to Catholicism.
Apology of Provitasua?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Apology of Provitasua?
Very
close. Great job.
Toss up. One character in this play assigns various things letter grades, such as calling Janet Joplin an A-minus singer and claiming a potato chip has a B-minus texture and C-plus crunch. That character in this play is a journalist who dropped out of Princeton, which he calls the Woodrow Wilson School of International Bullshit. The Shoop Shoop song plays at a high school dance in the first act of this play, which the title character attends with Susan Johnston. The title character of this play reacts angrily when she discovers that her best friend is not madly in love with her because he's actually homosexual. A lecturer at Columbia in this play discusses three sisters playing chess, drooping the heading Holofernes, and other paintings.
Hockey Chronicles?
Yes.
Nice.
Bonus. John Britton noted that F.R. Leavis's flippancy likely resulted in the title question of this essay being attributed to A.C. Bradley, though Bradley actually considered the matter immaterial for 10 points each, and in a sassy 1933 essay by L.C. Knight that argues for the further analysis of Shakespeare's use of language to attain a total complex of emotional response and against obsessing over minor details of his characters.
I think it's some question like, how many children did Lady Macbeth have?
Answer.
How many children did Lady Macbeth have?
How many children had Lady Macbeth? Macbeth's fifth act opens with a scene in which a doctor and a gentlewoman observe Lady Macbeth engaging in this activity and talking to herself, delivering such lines as "out damn spot" and "all the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand."
Sleepwalking.
Yeah. Macbeth laments Lady Macbeth's death in the "Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow" soliloquy, in which life is deemed to be this two-word thing, as well as a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage.
No.
Answer.
Stuttering idiot.
It's a walking shadow. 10 points.
That's
wrong.
Toss up. Pretty much.
The plot next to this man's grave was bought by gay activist Jose Saria, the founder of the Imperial Court System, so that he could be married to this man forever. This resident of Eureka Lodgings bankrupted himself by investing in a shipment of Peruvian rice. He claimed that he was from Algoa Bay on the Cape of Good Hope and always kept a peacock feather in his hat. His public feud with Freddie Coombs was about who was the real great matrimonial candidate. He appears as a character in Robert Louis Stevenson's novel The Wrecker, and was depicted by Ed Jump in many cartoons as the owner of Bummer and Lazarus, two stray dogs with whom he often dined at a lunch counter. One of his proclamations abolished both the Republican and Democratic parties and named himself Protector of Mexico.
Norton.
Yes. Bonus. This program used Monte Carlo tree search in conjunction with a novel application of deep convolutional neural networks to improve its ability to evaluate broad board states. For 10 points each, name this game playing program created by Google DeepMind in 2016. It won 4 out of 5 games played against 9 Don player Lee Sedol, signaling a potential breakthrough in efforts to achieve artificial general intelligence.
AlphaGo.
Okay, yeah. That's
AlphaGo.
What's called.
Yeah. In Game 3 of the series, AlphaGo showcased its prowess in a Tanuki on move 148, which easily parried Lee's attempts to force one of these situations. This situation occurs when white and black could theoretically alternate single stone captures without changing the board position. A rule prevents this from repeating infinitely.
Color.
Yeah. AlphaGo's achievements have been compared to those of the chess machine Deep Blue, which was developed by this company. This company also developed the Jeff Brody playing computer Watson.
Yeah.
30 points. All right, so at the half, I have 170 for Minnesota, 90 for Berkeley.
I have 180.
Let's see. 10 to 20, 10 and 20 to 50,
Wait,
10, 20, 30. Yeah. They got...
Sorry, so 10 and 10 to get 20.
Yeah.
Sorry.
10 and 20 to get 50.
Okay, I made the same mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we're in the clear now.
Okay, so we're good with 170 to 90?
Good.
Alright. Toss 11. Christian Lindbergh made the definitive recording of one of this composer's pieces in which he altered the cadenzas to include more multiphonics. This composer of a concerto for trombone and military band wrote a piece that opens with a bass motif that emphasizes the notes E, D, C, B flat to represent a central male character. Another of his compositions concludes with a movement that features exclamations of resurrexit and shifts into 2-1 time. That piece opens in 5-2 time and features a solo cello evoking the theme An Angel Cried Out. A harp accompanies a violin solo that uses...
Rimsky-Korsakov.
Right.
Nice.
Bonus. This versatile compound can induce polyploidy and inhibit mitosis by binding to tubulin, thus inhibiting microtubule polymerization for 10 points each in this highly toxic biological compound that is nevertheless useful as a treatment for gout.
But don't be stupid.
Oh,
yeah. Colchicine is often used to induce polyploidy. Polyploid cells can be distinguished using this intercalating dye in flow cytometry, which has an emission maximum of 617 nanometers when it bound to DNA. Answer. Propidium iodide. Radioisotope experiments indicate that biosynthesis of colchicine's tropolone ring likely involves the expansion of an aromatic ring from this amino acid that contains a phenyl group.
Oh,
Tirzine.
Sure.
Tirzine? 20 points. Toss up. Characters in this novel include a crippled girl who works as a dressmaker for dolls and a peg-legged man who is employed to read aloud several biographies of misers as well as the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. Another character in this novel dismisses any idea that he does not like with a flourish of his right hand, part of a way of life referred to as podsnappery. A climactic scene in this novel is set at the Plashwater Weir Millbach and ends with the death of both Rogue Rider Hood and Bradley Headstone, the latter of whom had earlier failed to prevent Eugene Rayburn from marrying Lizzie Hexham. This novel's main character adopts the name Julius Rokesmith and woes Bella Wilfer after...
Our mutual friend.
Okay. Yes, this is our mutual friend. Bonus.
This film begins with Jimmy Stewart's character, Rance Stoddard, coming back to a town to attend the funeral of his friend Tom Donovan, who perpetrated the title act. For example, in this western in which Stoddard, now a senator, reflects on how the title event shaped his political career and provided order to the town of Shinbone.
Who shot Liberty Valance?
Okay.
Who shot Liberty Valance?
The man who shot Liberty Valance was directed by this man, whose other westerns include Stagecoach and The Searchers. He also directed The Grapes of Wrath and the Oscar-winning How Green Was My Valley.
Ford.
Answer, yeah. After discovering who really was the man who shot Liberty Valance, Carlton Young's character burns his notes, saying that when the legend becomes fact, this should be done. The exact three-word phrase is required. Answer. Print the legend. 10 points.
Oh.
Toss up. This condition's association with sclerosing adenoids is controversial. Levels of CA15-3 in serum are used as a biomarker to detect and monitor the progression of this condition. One drug used to treat this condition is conjugated to the cytotoxic drug DM1 in its emtansine formulation. Targetoid and indium-phile cell patterns are observed histologically in one form of this condition. Pressure on Cooper's ligament often causes an orange peel appearance in an aggressive form of this...
Breast cancer?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. I missed, but keep counting your fist.
Bonus.
Because I missed.
This man made an alliance with Nabopolassar, which resulted in the destruction of Nineveh and of the Neo-Assyrian Empire. For 10 points, each name was third and greatest king of the Medes, according to Herodotus. At the very end of his long reign, he fought the Battle of Hales River against Lydia, which infamously ended with an eclipse. After that, he was succeeded by the final Median king, Astyages. Answer. Cyaxares. Cyaxares was born in this city, the capital of the Median Empire, according to the Greeks. It was allegedly built by Dioxys in 7 circles, each marked by a different color. Answer. Ecbatana. According to one account, Cyaxares' daughter Amytis inspired her husband Nebuchadnezzar II to build this wonder of the ancient world so that she would not miss the greenery of her Median homeland.
Hanging gardens.
Templars. Toss up. One tribe in the north of this region had a tradition of drinking poison from yew seeds rather than be taken prisoner. The three soldiers of this region, known as Odo, Detalcus, and Minuras, assassinated their own leader during his sleep after allegedly being bribed by Quintus Caepio, which ended a guerrilla campaign referred to by Polybius as the War of Fire. Another leader of this region was betrayed at a banquet by Marcus Perpenavento. The Vaxiae tribe of this region were massacred after a false treaty, as was this region's chief, Variathus.
Like Hispania?
Yes. Bonus. According to Hesiod's Works and Days, this goddess will leave the earth along with her companion Eidos, the personification of shame at the end of the fifth age of man. For 10 points each, name this goddess of divine retribution with a temple at Ramnos. Her role is to punish the hubris of mortals.
Nemesis.
Yeah. Nice. The Bibliotheca relates an alternate version of the birth of this figure, in which she hatches from an egg laid by Nemesis. This figure is the sister of Dioscuri and the wife of Menelaus.
So,
Helen. 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 Helen.
Answer. Yeah. Nemesis's role is similar to that of this goddess, whose name refers to the folly of a Greek hero that leads to his ruin. Zeus cast this goddess out of Mount Olympus for convincing him to make an oath that Hera was then able to manipulate for the benefit of Eurystheus rather than Heracles.
So, should have a name similar to a Greek hero.
Answer. Ate. That's 20 points. Tulsa. A book about enterprise in this country argues that its exporting of raw materials combined with its importing of manufactured goods has retarded technological development, leading to economic growth but not economic development, and was written by Kerry Levitt. No. A report co-written by Abraham Rothstein and author of the collection Madness and Ruin described this country's industry. That man, Mel Watkins, also wrote the preface to a book about multinational corporations in its economy, Silent Surrender, which renewed interest in this nation's staples thesis. A thinker from here used the example of a light bulb to show that something could be illuminating without providing any content. That thinker wrote The Mechanical Bride and used the level of contemplation that a viewer must undertake to distinguish between hot and cool types of media. For that point, in this country, home to Harold Innes and Marshall McLuhan.
Ten.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
Bonus.
It's not like
this poem describes masks and burger masks that strum lutes and dance, just a bit sad to be hidden beneath their fanciful disguise and reluctant to believe their happiness. For example, teaching this poem that opens by stating that our soul is like a landscape fantasy. Answer.
No.
Moonlight. Moonlight was written by this French symbolist whose first collection was called Poems Saturnines. He is perhaps most famous for shooting his lover, Arthur Rimbaud. This poem by Verlaine was broadcast over radio to signal D-Day operations to the French resistance. It opens by describing the long size of the violins during the title season.
Autumn song.
20 points.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but where did you go?
So after 15, I have 215 for Minnesota, 170 for Berkeley.
Wait, can you say that again?
215, 170.
Yeah,
it's over. All right, toss 16. This letter denotes a matrix used to transform Cartesian coordinates to internal coordinates in computational chemistry. That matrix is named for Wilson. This letter denotes a quantity equal to 2 pi times diameter cubed over 3 for a hard sphere potential. That quantity denoted by this letter equals 0 for a theta solvent, where polymer-solvent interactions are exactly balanced by excluded volume effects. The relationship between energy and angular momentum quantum number for a rigid rotor contains a constant denoted by this letter. This letter denotes a quantity which is a 0 at the boil temperature and is multiplied by density squared in
B.
Yes. Bonus. The dispersion relation for an upper hybrid resonance adds the square of the cyclotron frequency to the square of this quantity for 10 points each in this quantity, which equals the square root of the electron density times elementary charge squared divided by the product of mass and the vacuum permittivity. It is a characteristic frequency of electron oscillation in magnetohydrodynamics. Answer.
Characteristic frequency.
It's the plasma frequency. The frequency of electron plasma oscillations can be derived by performing this process on the MHD equations, then assuming that the perturbations vary in space and time sinusoidally.
Integration.
Linearization. In a plasma, the product of the electron density, Boltzmann's constant, and temperature gives this quantity, which has units of force per unit area, such as the torr.
Pressure.
10 points.
Yes, yeah, such as the torr.
Toss up. Gerhard von Hunthorst's depiction of this man shows him in an olive green shirt with red lining, looking up from a piece of paper. The arrangement of figures in another depiction of this man may have been inspired by similar portraits of a goldsmith by Lorenzo Lotto and of Cardinal Richelieu by Philippe de Compiègne. That painting was intended as a guide for Bernini to create a bust of this man, an equestrian depiction of which of whom resembles Rubens' portrait of the Duke of Lerma. A painting of this man shows him flanked by a shield with his coat of arms on the left and Pierre Antoine Bourdin, the titular Seigneur de Saint Antoine, on his right, as this man passes through an arch on a horseback. This ruler's head is shown from 3 different angles in one portrait, while another, his attendants attend to his horse while he leans.
Charles I.
Yes.
That's the triple portrait by Doug.
Bonus. A study testing the universalist view of linguistic relativity used Munsell chips to determine the number of these entities across different languages. For instance, each name these specific linguistic entities. Berlin and Kay discovered 11 basic categories for these entities. Answer.
Morphemes.
Color term. The color term debate was sparked by this hypothesis, usually named after two thinkers, which claims that language shapes one's perception of the world. It is often used interchangeably with linguistic relativity. Yeah. Along with Roger Brown, this thinker performed a study on the codability of color terms within the Zuni language. Together with Brown, he sought to test linguistic relativity as a formal hypothesis using color cognition. Answer.
Koiber.
This is Lenneberg. 10 points. Toss-up. On the advice of a religious mystic, this event was delayed until a Saturday fell on the 12th of a month, which started a tradition of associating luckiness with projects begun on the Saturday of departure. A primary account of this event is found in the Chronicle of the Seeker. A harem of 500 women led by Inari Kante joined the leader of this event, who was performing repentance for killing his mother, Nana. Ships carried by those returning from this event...
Mansa Musha's Hajj.
Yes.
Nice.
Makes sense. For functions with one variable, there exist butterfly, swallowtail, cusp, and fold types of these phenomenon, with the equation f equals x cubed plus ax characterizing the fold one. For example, each famous phenomenon defined as bifurcations between equilibria. The branch of dynamical systems named after them was pioneered by René Thom. Answer. Catastrophes. All catastrophes originate as the degenerate type of these points, where one or more of the derivatives of a function equals zero.
Critical point.
Yeah. Many catastrophes cause a stable equilibrium state to jump into this other kind of state, in which the set of values that a system evolves toward exhibit a fractal appearance.
I know that is stable, or
Answer.
That is stable.
Strange attractor.
Slash vortex, please.
Yeah. So going into toss up 19, it is 235 for Minnesota, 210 for Brooklyn. All right, toss up 19. According to one text, four of these structures can be found on top of four enormous mountains of antimony, while 48 more of them can be found on a floating continent, which is only used by divinities. Inside of these structures, seashells wrapped in cloth placed on columns are used to commemorate teachers. Enormous columns of honor are built in front of these structures, which allows one to lose their mana or pride before entering them. One of these structures was built as a shamuka, which is why it has four faces. One of these structures, famed for its 1,000 pillars, can be found at Mudidri and has a name translating as the crest jewel of the Three Worlds Temple, reflecting the cosmology of its religion. They are called either Darasar or Basadi and feature worship of Tirthankaras. For Dempo, I've seen these places of worship.
Jain temples?
Yes. Bonus. This battle began when two distinct British forces advanced from Kennett Square with fog cover. For that point, each name's battle on which William Howe's army outflanked George Washington by attacking the Birmingham Meeting House north of Chats Ford. It was immediately followed by the Battle of the Clouds.
Long Island?
It's Brandywine. This general and the governor of New Hampshire led a major delaying action at the Battle of Brandywine while waiting for Nathaniel Greene's reinforcements. He oversaw a namesake scorched earth campaign against the Iroquois in 1779 in retaliation for Mohawk Valley.
Okay, so it's like...
Answer? John Sullivan. This general commanded the Pennsylvania line of the Battle of Brandywine and subsequently lost the Battle of Paoli. He earned the nickname Mad long before his victory at the Battle of Fallen Timbers.
Fine. Mad Anthony Wayne.
10 points. So, Minnesota's up by 5, going last toss-up?
Yeah.
So sorry.
Toss-up. A poet from this country is the attributed author of Sailing Toward the Sunset by Nell Zink, who spent 15 years spending all of her writing... Bonus. The numbers 4 and 7 figure heavily in this numerology-obsessed composer's Passacaglia in D minor, as its ostinato theme consists of 7 notes and 4 bars and appears 28 times. For 10 points each, famous composer who also wrote a cycle of 7 cantatas dedicated to the limbs of Jesus called Nunca Jesu Nostri. He spent almost 40 years as the organist at the Marian Kirche in Lübeck. Yeah. This composer legendarily walked 400 kilometers just to watch Buxtehude play. This composer's own pieces include a Mass in B minor and the Goldberg Variations. Prompt.
Yes.
Yeah. Bach's Goldberg Variations may have been inspired by Buxtehude's 32 variations on this aria. Buxtehude's variations use a dance known as the Bergamasca as a basis. Answer? This is Capricosia. 20 points.
Okay,
the final score is 265 for Minnesota, 230 for Berkeley.
Good game.
I don't know
what
you're doing.
Good game. Temple is tough.
Good game.
Good game.
Yeah, you're okay.